This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
What an active week it was for the Erie County Legislature. So let's bring in Erie County Legislator Joe Lurigo. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Joe, let me tell you, a lot of focus on the legislature this week here in Erie County. Let's start with the gas tax, something you guys voted on. What was the cap, and when will we start to see the effects at the gas pump?
So the county executive came over to the legislature, and he wanted to cap the sales tax on gasoline at $3 a gallon. My colleagues in the minority and I, John Mills, Frank Todaro, Chris Green, we talked with them. We said, look, $3 a gallon is too high. $2 is as low as we can go. That's what we should do. And we went through all of the numbers. We said, you know, on an average 15-gallon fill-up, at $3, you're saving people roughly 50 cents a gallon. You know, we can save people or 50 cents a tank. We could save people a dollar a tank. It's not going to have any impact on the sales tax budget because nobody was expecting gas to go as high as it has. And it would be more difficult for gas retailers to sort of hide the savings when they're charging people what they are per fill up. So we were able to work together and agree that $2 was the maximum. And so we voted on that this past Thursday, and it should go into effect in June.
Now, this is something that, as it stands now, will go through February of 2023, but there is a push to make this permanent?
You're absolutely correct. Yes, it's going to go through February of 23. My colleagues in the minority and I, we want to push to make it a permanent thing. Seneca County has had a permanent tax cap on sales tax for gas at $2 since 2005. We were unaware of that. Once we found that out, we said this is absolutely something that we should do. And we're going to be working with our colleagues across the aisle to hopefully get them to support it. And I think it's a common sense thing, and I hope that we can get that done.
Did this, what got voted on and approved, did it have the support of the county comptroller?
He didn't weigh in much on it. You know, he's been relatively quiet for the past 3 months or 4 months or so. So he didn't really say anything, not that I heard anyway.
All right. And then so that was voted on. That will go in effect in June, as you said. Then we had the bills meeting, which I have to admit was very entertaining to listen to. What were you the most, I have some questions on it, but I want to know first, what were you the most surprised from that meeting with the bills and the county executive?
You know, I think a couple of things. You know, it's important that I think the administration and the bills have heard our push that it shouldn't just be, you know, local union workers that get first crack at, you know, bidding on the job. I want to make sure that, you know, union and non-union workers from Western New York are the first ones that can benefit from this huge construction project. And it sounded to me that that message has gotten through to the county executive and certainly to the Bills, and saying that, you know, they're still working out the project labor agreement. I want to make sure that when they do finally negotiate it, and when that's, you know, brought to the legislature for our approval, that there is a preference on local construction workers, local companies, before we start bringing in people from New York City, Pennsylvania, Canada, or elsewhere. Because, you know, we all know that the job is huge. If there's going to be tons of work, local people should benefit first.
There was also the question of, were the Bills ever looking to relocate? And I know Ron Mercutia said no. Do you believe the Bills were ever looking to relocate?
You know, here's the thing. You know, I asked the question, and Ron is he's a smooth operator. And, you know, he answered everything the way I think the Pegulas would have wanted him to. I certainly can tell and read between the lines that a lot of what was discussed and a lot of what was shared with us, it was more nuanced, but yeah, I think the Bills were looking to, you know, use that as leverage at the very least when negotiating this current deal. You know, maybe they didn't come out and say, we're going to leave if you don't give us X amount of dollars. But, you know, saying that there are other markets where they can do better or other markets where, you know, they're bigger and they can make money, everybody would know what they're getting at. So it is sort of disappointing that they would, you know, use those tactics. But that's the modern day NFL, and that's what we're dealing with, unfortunately.
Was there any explanation of what the Erie County Football Corporation, or whatever the name of it is, any clarification of what that will be and what that will look like?
So that's the Erie County Stadium Corporation. It is going to be a New York State authority. So even though it has Erie County in the name, it's much like the Erie County Water Authority, which is not a part of county government. It's a part of state government. It's an authority that has its own rules and regulations. So it's going to be the state's arm of the entire deal and handle everything for the stadium, you know, going forward in terms of collecting those fees and, you know, doing the maintenance every year and things like that.
And when it comes to the cost of the stadium, that was where did that money come from? Was that also discussed?
I asked in terms of, you know, where the borrowing was going to come from. You know, the Erie County portion, you know, we're still working through that. I still think that we should put more of our, you know, huge surplus down on a one-time expense. You know, I did ask the controller what he anticipates the debt service is going to be over the next 20 and 30 years, depending on interest rates. You know, the fact that they're going up right now is going to have a huge effect. You know, it's one thing for the county executive to come out and say that there's not going to be a tax increase based on this deal. But again, that was before interest rates started rising, and we haven't seen actual numbers. So I want the controller to, you know, get to work and see what those numbers are going to be, because if they are going to be higher than anticipated because of the interest rates, we absolutely should put more money down, you know, from the surplus. I also, you know, asked in terms of the bills. The bills are going to be doing their own financing. You know, they're certainly wealthy enough to do that. So, you know, that's really not my business, but that's, I think, where their money's going to come from is their own financing.
But after that payment that the county's making, that is the end of the county's financial commitment to the stadium project?
Correct. The county's financial commitment is $250 million with, you know, the first portion going down and then financing the rest, whatever the number ends up being. I mean, the actual dollar figure is probably going to be more than $250 million, or definitely is based on the debt service. But we'll know that once we hear back from the controller with those estimates.
You know, and I hate to put negative thoughts out there, but this is a 30-year lease to keep the Bills in Western New York, here in Erie County. Is there an option, though, say 15 years down the road, if the Bills wanted to leave, where they could break this deal?
You know, there are portions of the agreement that make sure that the Bills, you know, can't leave without paying back 100% of the money in the first 15 years. After that, that number goes down. And, you know, they would still be required to pay for the cost of the demolition of the current stadium, which is going to cost, or the new stadium as well, which would cost a lot of money. You know, nothing is 100% guaranteed. I don't want to put any negative thoughts out there either, but you listened to the meeting. I asked the question about, you know, why it was only 30 years, why there was nothing about lease extensions, why it wasn't a 50-year lease. You know, those are things that I think are on the minds of people. You know, we've grown so accustomed to the fear that the Bills are going to leave the area, you know, longer than 30 years would have been ideal, but 30 years is what it is.
Now, I know Orchard Park is where it's going to go. Is that location across the street the spot? Is that where the new stadium will go?
You know, that was something that I learned on Thursday. When the county executive first presented the situation to my caucus, he indicated that they weren't sure exactly where the location was going to be on either side of that road. I learned Thursday that it is going to be on the side that ECC is. Hopefully it doesn't have an impact on the campus. I'm certain that it probably will. But, you know, that's yet to be seen. But that was something that I learned Thursday.
For other events, so obviously the main thing for this will be football, but I know there were other questions asked about, hey, what else is going to happen at this new stadium? Was there any clarification of what the Bills will try to bring or what Pagula Sports will try to bring to this in the offseason?
Not a lot of clarification. I know there's talk about, you know, bringing in friendly soccer games and things like that. I don't think that they're looking at that, you know, as the main source of, you know, other events. You know, they did indicate that they're committed to still hosting, you know, high school football teams and things like that. So that's a good thing. But I guess that's all, you know, yet to be seen as we go through the process.
You know, you mentioned ECC, and this is something that was addressed in the state of the county, keeping ECC from going bankrupt. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk of eliminating a campus, making just one ECC campus. You mentioned the South Campus. What are your thoughts on doing ECC to maybe just two or one campus instead of the three?
You know, I've been calling for years on, you know, the fact that we need to have an actual, real, no-holds-barred conversation about the college. You know, three campuses might be too much of a financial hardship on Erie County taxpayers. I think we need to take a long, hard look at which campuses are used more than others, which campuses cost more money to operate than others, and see where things go. You know, I know, you know, the South Campus always seems to be the one that gets people going in terms of the closure. But I don't know if that's necessarily the one that, if you look at the numbers, is the least profitable or least, operationally functional one.
And one more question on the Bills. So I know this is still being discussed. When will the actual deal? What will it take for the actual deal? Because we kept on hearing the county executive saying the deal's not done yet. What will it take for the county's portion of the deal to be done?
It all has to be finalized by September 1st. Otherwise, the Bills are free to, you know, look at and negotiate with other cities. So nobody wants to see that happen. So I anticipate that, you know, all of that will start to get done. I know they're still, working on the community benefits agreement, working on the project labor agreement. Those are the things right now that need to get accomplished before anything else gets done. But, you know, we in the legislature have to vote on the memorandum of understanding, and I anticipate that we'll vote on that at our next session.
All right, Joe, anything we should be keeping our eyes open for at the legislature over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, I'm not sure. You know, there's always something. You know, it's always a fun time at the Erie County Legislature. It's good when people are paying attention to what we're doing. So hopefully there's more coming down the pike.
And we always appreciate you joining us and giving us a clarification and letting us in on everything that's going on. Joe, thanks for joining me. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
That is Joe Lurigo, Erie County Legislator, also the Minority Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.